Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the cool and journeyed Cleveland, Ohio jazz tenor man, Ernie Krivda, we slide into a brand new hour of neon jazz in style. That was the title track off his 2016 CD, Requiem for a Jazz Lady. And as with Ernie's entire body of work, it's worth getting and spinning in your collection. It's great music. His journey in music began with his father, Lou, and his influence. From birth to his tutelage at the age of six, from listening to polka bands in his early teens. And he also had classes at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and in 1963, he started playing with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. And it was during those 1960s that he cut his teeth playing in the bands of two Cleveland legends, organist Eddie Bacchus and guitarist Bill DiArango. During the 1970s, he became the leader of the house band of the Smiling Dog Saloon. He shared the stage with Chick Corea, Elvin Jones, Herbie Hancock, and many others. When alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley heard Ernie, he recommended him to Quincy Jones. After touring and recording with Quincy, he moved to New York and signed a contract with Inner City Records. And these albums received great critical acclaim. Since then, he has come back to his home of Cleveland, Ohio, and he stays very busy. He's got 18 plus albums as a leader, and he's been all over the world giving fans his blend of jazz. The underground comic legend and Cleveland lifer Harvey Pekar said that Ernie was one of the best tenor players in the entire world, and he knew good jazz. These days, he is active in education as the artistic director of a community college in Cleveland and a touring clinician for the Yamaha Instrument Company. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, right before he came to Kansas City to play at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine, I asked him about his life and music.
You know, I'm a musician doing what I love to do, and I've been very fortunate. I'm kind of a lucky guy. I've been able to keep doing the thing that I love to do. I'm this guy that's doing what he loves, having a grand time doing it still, you know, trying to keep on doing this thing.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that welcomes the finest in jazz each and every year, opening the door to cats like Ernie Krivda and having our own crop of jazz brass right here in Kansas City, Missouri, doing that jazz thing we do around here. So I caught the live performance at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine on April Fool's Day 2016, and this is no joke. He was tearing up that room, a pro performer making the crowd swing. Before we move into that 2011 cut, One for Willie off the CD Blues for Pekar, this is a collection of sounds from that live night that Cleveland Jazz was winning in Kansas City. Thank you.
Hey, this is Ernie Krivda, Cleveland jazz tenor saxophonist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and you are very fortunate.
Thank you. Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the jazz legend affectionately known as the Cat. Argentine jazz tenor saxophonist and composer Gato Barbieri with the 2010 song Equinox off the CD New York Meeting. He started his journey in music on the clarinet and later picked up the alto when he was performing with the Argentinian pianist Lalo Schifrin. And that was in the late 1950s. By the early 60s, he was playing in Rome and working with trumpeter Don Cherry. He really rose to fame during the free jazz movement in the 60s and is well known for his Latin jazz recordings in the 1970s. We lost him on April 2nd, 2016, but his large body of work will be dug by jazz lovers for centuries and centuries to come. Viva el Gato. With the 1975 tune Adjustment, here's the hard-bop pianist, composer, and arranger, Horace Silver, off his LP, Silver and Brass, next on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is John Davis, jazz pianist from New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the cool and talented pianist and composer John Davis with his trio in 2014 with the song My Ideal. For over 25 years, John has been at it and all over the world. And for all the time that he has spent on the stage with a huge amount of jazz cats, it's his time with legendary bassist Jaco Pastorius that folks remember him. This New York native possesses a rare versatility ranging from solo to big band and literally everything in between. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, John talked about his time as a child with neighbor Lenny Tristano and how important those early piano lessons were to him. He would then move on to Boston, then go to the New England Conservatory of Music. Then he went to San Francisco in the 80s. He soaked up a rich jazz scene led by Eddie Henderson. Then he moved back to New York in the early 90s and has remained working constantly in every imaginable setting. And there was one thing he said during our interview that stuck out very clearly.
I've referred to myself as the last of the street generations, although, you know, I have certainly a lot of friends that were in New England and Berkeley at that time. But I don't think too many musicians are learning outside of school these days. And the programs have gotten so much more and so much more comprehensive, and jazz camps. So players are really coming through a system, so to speak. In that sense, I daringly say it's become a lot like classical music.
Here's modern jazz star and bass cat Christian McBride with the 2009 song Brother Mister off the CD Kind of Brown as we roll on into this program.
Hello, I'm David Friesen, jazz bassist and composer and educator, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the pianist out of Denmark, Carsten Dahl, with the 2012 song Dreamchild 2 off his CD named Dreamchild. From a jazz cat good on the vibraphone, piano, or drums, here's Teddy Charles with that versatility with the 1953 song O'Brien's A Flyin' off his LP New Directions.
Thank you. and it's composer Matthew Shipp, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Delaware native and a giant in the jazz world on the piano keys, Matthew Shipp, teamed up with saxophonist and woodwind player and composer and bandleader Matt Wallerian with the song Free Bob Statement 1 off the 2015 CD Uppercut Live at Okadon. Our final waltz towards the end of the Neon Jazz Tunnel is going to be yet another combo. Here's saxophonist, bandleader, composer, and educator, the great Jeff Coffin, and singer, songwriter, pianist, record producer, and session musician Charlie Peacock with the 2008 tune Arc of the Circle. And that's exactly what we gave you during this hour. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning in and listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the author of this jazz circle full of arcs around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Like what you heard? Let us know. Reach out. We always love to hear from you. We're at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. Mm-hmm.
Neon Jazz.